Elections BC released financing reports for the 2024 BC election on Tuesday, January 28, offering a window into Sea to Sky candidates' expenditures on the campaign trail. Topping the list amongst West Vancouver Sea to Sky candidates was Jeremy Valeriote, who spent $209,825.07 in his successful bid to become the Greens' first MLA on the BC mainland. A significant chunk of Valeriote's expenditures, $128,964.48, came outside of the official, three-week campaign period leading up to Election Day. After losing the 2020 election to Liberal incumbent Jordan Sturdy by a mere 60 votes, Valeriote began his second bid for office early, roughly 18 months before British Columbia went to the polls in October. Only a portion of Valeriote's total spend, $65,275.93, was subject to Elections BC's expense limit of $71,700.08. The Green MLA also reported $15,584.66 in spending not subject to the expense limit. Conservative candidate and political newcomer Yuri Fulmer, who lost to Valeriote by less than 3 percentage points and was viewed as a fast-rising figure within the party, spent $86,706.04 on his campaign. The bulk of that, $53,194.30, counted towards his expense limit. The West Vancouver entrepreneur spent $1,482.88 outside of the campaign period. NDP candidate and Whistler councillor Jen Ford, who came third on Election Day with 26% of the vote, claimed $31,452.24 in total expenditures. The majority of that amount, $25,779.12, went towards her expense limit. Ford spent $3,323.12 outside of the campaign period. The finance reports were released the same day Valeriote was named the interim leader of the BC Greens, after Sonia Furstenau announced her resignation. The party is planning a leadership race for September. Both Valeriote and his fellow Green MLA, Rob Botterell, told media on Tuesday they will not seek the leadership.